TED Audio Collective.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at 3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. Let's say it's a Wednesday night after work, and you've just ordered dinner from a food delivery app. You're hungry, maybe even grouchy, and for some reason, your meal is taking a long time to arrive. I know how annoying this might feel at the time. But imagine if instead of a hot meal, you were waiting for life-saving medical supplies. Rishabh Gupta is the co-founder of Red Wings Labs, a company focused on aerial robotics. Rishabh talks today about how drones may offer the next step in delivering time-critical health resources to often inaccessible places.
Unfortunately, for 40% of the world's population, not living anywhere close to well-stocked medical centers, this is an all-too-usual scenario. No one should lose a life because of lack of infrastructure. To solve this exact problem, me and two of my closest friends started a drone delivery company about a year ago. Our mission was to make sure that nobody was left behind. The first use case comes from the country of Papua New Guinea, where the infrastructure is completely non-existent. And last year, Papua New Guinea had the largest polio outbreak affecting thousands of kids. And polio, as infectious as it is, can be prevented by the use of vaccinations. But these vaccines have to get to people, right? And this is how a bunch of engineers from Bangalore landed up in Papua New Guinea, delivering polio vaccines for over 24 kilometers. The healthcare workers have to trod rivers, literally, and crawl through rivers to deliver these small vaccinations or any medical supplies to this small settlement. With a drone, however, this would take you 20 minutes of the round trip. And most of the companies in the world now are capable of making all-weather drones, which can fly in any weather conditions over all terrains. So that's what drone delivery can do. So second interesting use case comes from the island nation of Fiji. We seem to have an affinity for the Pacific. What they're doing, our friends over at the Pacific Flying Labs, is conquering, trying to solve the problem of mosquito-borne diseases by releasing more mosquitoes in the air. Yes, you heard me right. This solution involves a drone full of thousands of cold, sleeping mosquitoes. Why these mosquitoes are released? They're released in a controlled fashion. They're not released to overpopulate the mosquito populations. And what happens is these mosquitoes have a Wolbachia bacteria on it. Wolbachia is quite a dominant bacteria. So when it interacts with any other, you know, viruses like, let's say, dengue, Zika, or malaria, it won't let them survive. So all you got to do is get these two mosquitoes to mate. Let's call mosquito A Wolbachia. Let's call mosquito B dengue and ask them to mate together. What you'll have is the offspring would be dominant in Wolbachia, won't let any other viruses survive in it. Wolbachia is also proven to be humans are immune to it. It doesn't affect us. Quite incredible, right? The third use case comes from the African nations of Rwanda and Ghana. It's so common to see drones flying in the air and carrying your blood that hospitals have started taking it for granted. And I will quote a doctor here. "Yes, my blood comes from a drone. Where else would it come from? Have you seen the roads outside?" What's interesting is that all of these three use cases are happening in developing countries. Countries are using these technologies to leapfrog their broken or non-existent infrastructure. And what excites us the most personally is that India has massive problems in healthcare last mile logistics. And we want to be a part of that solution. The government is making regulations as friendly as possible for us, for startups like us, to be able to do these sorts of deliveries. So what's next? Are you likely to see a drone deliver the food that you ordered a little while ago to a window near you? Maybe. As regulations for cities catch up for, let's say, e-commerce or food delivery, our focus would remain one. We want to make sure that nobody is left behind. Like I said, that's our goal. Our focus would remain last mile healthcare logistics. It's time that these technologies are used where they're needed the most. It's time that drones take flight.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Pune, India. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Pune. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Visit our website at ted.com/TEDxShorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.